I'm very grateful that trying to develop a humility by your mercy, and I'm very grateful that how to accept others as they are, who they are, wherever spiritually they are existing, instead of judging. They are all coming towards the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. So give me that humility that I never judge. I always respect them as they are, where they are. I want to maintain that and correct myself.
Oh, thank you. Very nice. From the heart. Any other sharers?
Krishna, please don't ever allow me to forget you. Please engage me in your service. I pray to you for letting go of my attachments and desires and increase my humility and allow me to serve others by encouraging them to develop attachments to you.
John, very nice. From the heart. Anyone else? Can I point to some people? Is that possible? We've got some good writers here. Somebody from Sharanagati, maybe? Would you wish to share?
My dear Lord, thank you for giving me the opportunity to glorify Srila Prabhupada through film. I don't know how best to do this, neither am I qualified for the task, but I deeply, sincerely want to help create a film that informs, excites, and enlivens people everywhere with Srila Prabhupada's gift. Please allow me and help me be your instrument.
Thank you.
It's very personal.
One or two more people? How about can we hear from this section here? Perhaps? Anybody like to share? Nothing to be ashamed of. Heartfelt stuff. Yeah, don't want to put you on the spot, but I did, didn't I, already? Okay, that's good enough. Okay, so what we just went through is Vandanam, and we are very much encouraged to express ourselves, following very much in the footsteps of the great teachers of the past. We call them acharyas, have written many prayers and bhajans, you know, expressing themselves, their own wretchedness, their own sinful nature, whatever, and, you know, if they can somehow or other be cleansed, and but through the mercy of others, association of others, you know, those kind of things are can be expressed by devotees through prayer. And it's a nice idea to pray a little bit every day, if you can, you know, and it's always good to write things down too, just to remember them. It makes your thoughts more concrete when you write them down, or if you, well, writing down is superior. If you use a device, that's also okay, but those things tend to vanish very quickly. So, but it does help in your devotional service. Okay, so that's called Vandanam, and that's power praying. Okay, so now what we're going to do is move over into Sakyam. Sakyam means to befriend someone. So we all know that in this world, we talked about it a little bit this morning, how important it is to have support in your life. And it's very imperative that we gain that support now, because in an age where family is pretty broken, a lot of people don't even have a sense of community. You know, to have a friend, which a lot of people, we live in a world of alienation, where we deliberately want to just be on our own. Don't bother me, get out of my way, can't you see I got my earplugs on, like, you know, I'm happy, etc. No, I don't want kids, no, I don't want this, no, I don't want that, I just want to be alone, leave me alone. That kind of attitude, that spurs on loneliness, depression, and also the way to, you know, evade that is to establish good, friendly relationships. And if we want to talk about, you know, having a relationship with the divine, and in our parlance we say Krishna, then it only comes about through establishing relationships with others, with his creatures, you know, particularly his devotees. So I would like you to do something that's kind of practical. Take your pen, your paper with you, whatever you've got to write down, and go to someone in the room that you don't really know so well. That's you, we're going to in dyads. This is usually what's done. So you go pair up with somebody that you don't know very well, and you'll get, once you do that, we'll tell you what to do. You know, we'll do some, what do you call it, ice breaking things, okay? So this, you get up, you stand up, and just move over to an area of the temple where you're with someone that you hardly know, and you now get a chance to be a friend. Okay, so before you talk to each other, before you go ahead and start getting to know the person, here are we're going to go for about 5 items that you can ask your person. So everybody, you're going to be person A and person B. How many people out of the two of you that in your pairs? Person A, put up your hand. Choose A. That means the other person's person B. The B people, put up. Okay, put up your hands. Okay, great. So person A, do ask the questions first, then we reverse it. Person B asks, you'll ask the same questions. So first of all, what's your name of the person? And ask, where are you from originally? Okay. What is your aspiration in life? What is your pet peeve? What bugs the hell out of you? Okay, so we get that frankness. And maybe you can tell us what the person's favorite color is. Okay, ask that person. What else? Should we have a 6th question? What should it be to help me with this? What inspires you? Okay, what inspires you the most? Okay. So we got 6 items. Anybody have any questions there? Okay, so what we'll do is we'll allow for about 5 minutes for this, 2.5 minutes for person A to ask the questions to B, and then 2.5 minutes for B to ask A. And then, now before you go ahead, what we're going to do is we're going to ask all the pairs to come up one by one. I don't know if we can go through everybody. You come up by the microphone, and you introduce us to your new friend. Okay? And you tell us all about your friend. And the best thing to do is here's where you can use smadhanam. Use the part of the brain for memory. Try to remember everything about your person without looking at your notes. Okay? So we'll start right now. So this is called sakyam. Everyone? Sakyam. Befriending someone. Okay? So start now. And I'll let you know after 2.5 minutes are over. Thank you.
this level.
So I can move. So I'll just work this just in right here. Okay, so within this square here. Right in here, these four. Okay. So what is the
okay, person, if you haven't switched yet, now's a good time to do it. Okay. I am going to put it past now. I usually do a lot more explanation. But at least an extra minute on each one. So that's an extra 10 minutes right there. No, so I'm just really going to the past, considering there's a lot of people here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think two people can stand there. How are we doing? Great. I probably should look at it just 2 minutes each. Okay, start to wrap it up. Start to wrap it up. Okay, thank you very much for participating in this portion of the Nine Devotions, which is entitled Sakyam. So first of all, what we'd like to do is, as we mentioned, we'll have each group come up, that's each pair, and you'll stand so that you'll be in the camera frame, and you'll be basically like the way we're talking, like with your real friends, real close. So in this square block of four tiles, stand in this area, and tell us about your new friend, okay? So we'll move quickly along with this. Is there anybody you'd like to go first? Maybe we'll do the boys and the girls, boys and girls, like that. Okay. All right. Okay, we'll start here. And would you like to be next? Okay. We'll try to go through all the groups, okay? So first of all, person A, just tell us about person B, your new friend. You can say, hello everyone, Haribol, this is my new friend, and his or her name is blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, 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 okay? And try to simply remember it all, okay? So we got the microphone, speak loudly and clearly in the mic, you know, about 2 inches away from the microphone, and should probably be good enough. You'll hear it from us if you're not doing it, okay? I'll be there for that reason. Okay, so first group, take her away.
So Haribol, this is Pran Govinda Prabhu. He is from Tripura, India. And his favorite color is saffron. Because it represents unalloyed devotion and, you know, giving everything to the Lord. And then his pet peeve is wasting time. And his inspiration in life is basically spiritual life itself and the future. And we didn't get to the other questions.
Oh, okay.
Hare Krishna. This is my friend Aravind Prabhu. He was born in Gainesville, but his parents are from Kerala and Tamil Nadu. So, and his favorite color is orange, but don't know yet. He likes it. And if somebody, during the kirtan, if somebody plays kartal not aligned with the offbeat, I meant, he does not like that.
Okay, and what are your aspirations? Did you see that? Really? Okay. Microphone, speak in the mic. Have you exhausted yourself?
What is your inspiration? My inspiration
is... He did say, actually, I'm sorry. He loved association with the advanced devotees, especially sannyasis. And he tried to maintain, and I asked, is it temporary or just you wear out or you keep on? He said, I'm going to make it more and more. Maybe he'll travel with you, Maharaj.
We are traveling on the bus tour. Thank you. Haribol. Okay. Do you want to go next to me?
Okay. I hope
just
I don't
black
mess your name up too much. This is my friend, Hadasi Vrata. Is that right? She is from New York. Her favorite color is green and some orange. Her pet peeve is that she's always thinking about herself. Her aspirations in life is to achieve true humility, and what inspires her is to see other devotees that have been given a rough hand in life, and they still pursue a relationship with Krishna.
Good. Did we do the pet peeve? Okay. All right.
These are just the topics. I'm not cheating. So this is Mia.
My new friend, Mia.
She's from the DeLand, Daytona area in Florida. Her pet peeve is that she doesn't like when people try to correct her when she's cooking. Her aspiration... Her aspiration is to empower women. And she's inspired by people who are willing to take an honest look at themselves. She is a personal growth junkie. And her favorite color is pink, obviously.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is my new friend, Pramod. He's from South India. His aspirations in life are to spread the holy name and to help with cow protection. His pet peeve is anything that distracts him or any obstacle that comes in his way in his endeavors for Krishna consciousness. And what really inspires him, his favorite color is yellow because Krishna's dhoti is yellow. And also just the color yellow is just really vibrant. And what really inspires him, even more than Krishna's pastimes, are the pastimes of like the acharya, like Rupa Goswami or Sanatana Goswami, hearing the pastimes of how those acharyas relate with Krishna and how Krishna reciprocates with them. That's what really inspires him and just touches his heart.
Haribol, this is my new friend, Abhimanyu Prabhu, born and brought up in Alachua. He likes purple color for some reason. And he doesn't like to hear about conspiracy any level within KC or outside. And he is very inspired to, his aspiration is to be a very nice preacher in Krishna consciousness and spread the teachings and holy name to the world. And he aspires to hear the stories of pure devotees and their relationship with Krishna and their interactions and reciprocation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Very good. Thank you.
This is my new friend, Radhasaki, and I'm not cheating. Oh, I'm just looking at the categories also. Radhasaki's from Dallas. Her aspiration, well, first of all, she loves to dance, but her aspiration is she enjoys dancing, but she wants to dance so Krishna can enjoy it. Her pet peeve is when people take things for granted, but at the same time, her pet peeve is when she takes things for granted also. Her favorite color is white, and what inspires her is to go to festivals like the Polish Festival or the Mexican Bus Tour, where she has opportunities to preach.
This is my friend Rasa. She's from California.
Speak a little louder, please.
This is Rasa, and she's from California, and her aspiration is to be an instrument of Krishna. Her favorite color is red, and she's inspired by the Holy Dham. Oh, and her pet peeve is to when she's driving, and she's in the passenger seat, and the driver is a bad driver.
Sorry. Thank you. Thank you.
This is Govinda. He's from Colombia. And my favorite color is blue. His pet peeve is wishy-washiness. And his aspiration is to have his kids become Krishna conscious.
This is my friend Sri Ram. He's from Alachua, born in Texas. His pet peeve is being asked repetitive questions again and again. His favorite color is dark blue, not light, not too dark, right in between. And his inspiration is to educational to graduate from physical therapy.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. This is my friend Ramya. She's originally from Chicago. She just moved here recently. Her aspirations are to please her guru and Krishna. Inspired by the Association of Devotees. Her favorite color is yellow, and we never actually remembered the pet peeve question, so we didn't share that with each other.
This is my new friend, Chameshwari. She's originally from New York. Her favorite color is yellow. She's inspired by other devotees who are dedicated in their spiritual life and in their services. And she aspires to take care of Krishna's children and to become more serious in her Krishna consciousness. That's it.
Thank you. And everybody. The huggy wuggy community.
So this is Anantashesh Prabhu. He is your disciple. We both have the favorite color blue, and our pet peeves are speaking in front of people. He is inspired to read every single book in his house that's Krishna conscious. someday. And it seems that he really got inspired from you, Maharaj, when he was looking for a spiritual master. He instantly felt that you were there for him. And I feel like that's his real inspiration. Yeah.
Before I start, I just want to sorry, my son, his father as his best friend, and I got his son at my
hold the mic.
So it's ironic. This is my friend, new friend Gopal, who I have seen many times, but haven't had a chance to speak to him and didn't know his name. So finally, I found his name Gopal. In fact, Maharaj asked who he was today, and I couldn't answer that question. And he is a very successful graduate from studying gemstones and ornaments in the line of his father's business. And so he's ready to move in and take over his father's business someday. And through his father's business, his aspiration is to spread Krishna consciousness to the people that come there, which is already happening. And his favorite color is blue. And like you said, he does not like to speak publicly in front of people. And
okay.
We found out a lot more from each other, but I don't have time for that.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd like to introduce you to my new friend, Krishna Priya, who's from South Africa, and she to live in Mayapur and cook for Shushi Radha Madhava, as she had done in the past once. Her favorite color is pink, because it's a happy color. And her pet peeve is people not being on time, taking for granted other people's time in the name of ISKCON time. And she is inspired by her Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Churuswami.
This is my new friend, Rajatmika Masha. And her pet peeve is...
We're in the mic.
Okay. And her pet peeve is when people talk while the speaker is giving a class, she finds it disrespectful. Her favorite color is lavender. And she's inspired by preaching in the temple and also giving Krishna consciousness to others. She aspires to become to develop unconditional love to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And,
Hare Krishna. Stand in the black tie. Hare Krishna, this is Dwarkadish, and he's from Minneapolis, where he had a successful Nam Hatha program for a long time. And let me see. Aspirations to become a Vaishnava, which includes becoming detached from things of this world and getting away. And neither of us could figure out a favorite color. I don't have to. Pet peeve. He doesn't like to be cheated. Inspiration. He's inspired by devotees when they share their realizations. In particular, there's Brahmananda Prabhu who was talking about a memory and being a part and parcel of Krishna and how special that was to feel connected, no matter how small.
I'd like to introduce you to my new friend, Saranga Thakur. He's from the DC area. I learned his wife is in the audience. Rasa?
Watch what you say.
Yes, that's why I have to be on my toes here. His aspiration is he wants to eventually chant offenselessly. His pet peeve, he says he's an organized person, so disorganization gets him a little bit. And because I was so long-winded with my Brahmananda story, I didn't learn his inspiration, but maybe he can tell us all right now.
It deepened my relationship with the Holy Name.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
She's my new friend, Rati Lekha. She's from Guyana. And her pet peeve is someone taking initiation and not being serious about it. And she eventually wants to be non-judgmental of anyone. And she likes the color red, and her parents' service to Lord Jagannath is her inspiration.
This is my very dear new friend, Mother Vaishnavi Mataji. She is from South India. Her biggest pet peeve is when people tell her what to do.
Look at her husband's reaction.
Her inspirations are when she sees other people being very selfless, because she feels if she sees other people being selfless, she herself would become selfless, and that's one of her aspirations. Also, her favorite color, what she's wearing, mustard. And that's another motivation.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just in the black tiles.
This is my new friend, TV. He's in. You can pronounce his name better than I can. he's from Guyana. No changes, okay, for this. His aspiration is to preach Krishna. His aspiration is to preach Krishna consciousness around the world. His pet peeve is people who eat animals and think it's okay without question. His favorite color is white. And his inspiration is a good Bhagavatam class.
This is my newly found friend, Jonah. He's from California. And his favorite color is purple, and I was wondering why, you know, but I think purple is a jolly color, so I guess that's why. He is inspired to hear about Krishna a lot, and his pet peeve is when he gets little time to accomplish a task. That's it.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is my new friend, Melba. Melba.
Start again.
This is my new friend, Melba, Mata, and her pet peeve. She doesn't like people raising their voice at her, and her inspiration is Krishna Katha, which was inspired by San Govinda Prabhu. And her favorite color is purple or white.
Okay, so I want to introduce you my new friend, Prema Bhakti, and her pitta, whatever. She doesn't like, I don't know what you said when you said it, but thank God I know now. She doesn't like when she does something out of loving, like when it's a potluck and she brings this beautiful rice, yellow rice made of vegetables and peas, and she sees her coworkers just getting on the chicken and her whole pot of rice is all full there. She says, forget these people, they'll never get it. So she will never do it again. Okay, so her inspiration is to maintain her family, that they all became devotees when she was about 10, and her inspiration is to keep her family together in Krishna consciousness, in growing and inspiring others. And her favorite color is pink. Yes.
It's pink. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hari Hari.
If you know that you're the next person, just make your way up here a little more quickly. Since we're going to the end of the room now, it takes a little time to get those for the distance.
Hare Krishna. This is my new friend Jai Shri Krishna. His favorite color is blue. He's from Gujarat. He is inspired by spreading holy names in Prashadam. His pet peeve is, what was it? No, they're having to repeat himself. And he's inspired to see others do perform selfless service.
Thank you. This is my new friend, Ramya Prabhu, which means person who belongs to Lord Ram. He's originally from Detroit. His favorite color is also blue. His pet peeve is people who have dubious motives. Two motives, they act on the outside as nice, but internally they have some other motives to kind of take advantage of you. His aspiration and inspiration actually are kind of similar, as he loves to spread Krishna consciousness and help, and also loves to help people progress in their Krishna consciousness.
Very good. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Okay, this is my friend that I already knew, sort of, but I'm getting to know some more. Govinda Mohini, she's from Serbia. Her aspirations are to do a little bit more than she's doing now. She has thoughts of previously being a Sankirtan devotee, and now she's thinking, well, I'm just struggling to, you know, get through the day, you know, and take care of my family. And, you know, I serve the deities, and I dress the deities, and make jewelry, but I have these memories of, you know, they're on the front lines, and I have this aspiration, you know, my aspirations are much more than actually what I'm doing right now. Her favorite color is blue. She said gator blue. And let's see, her pet peeve is thinking too much about herself. And the thing that inspires her is seeing all the devotees and seeing how they help each other.
And this is my new friend, Zira. Her favorite color is yellow. And her aspiration is to be better devotee. And she's inspired by Srila Prabhupada. What she doesn't like is when she sees the devotees run the groups, but they don't really have skills to do it. Did I miss anything? Oh, she's from Ohio, and she's partially here in Alachua and in Missouri.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Both in the box. Yeah, in the black box.
Both in the box.
You can hug each other if you want.
Hare Krishna. This is Jitamitku Prabhu. Legal name Joseph Masters. He's from Hicksville on Long Island. It's 35 miles from Center City. His aspirations in life are to be sane. Got a lot of pet peeves, so we didn't get into all of them.
His favorite color is blue, and he's inspired by friendly devotees.
My great old friend Sesha Das, when he was young, he liked to be called Seth. His name, Seth. From Albany, New York, although he is there only 2 years. He doesn't have any pet peeves. Gotta love that. His favorite color, blue. And
okay, all right.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.
This is my new friend, Rangavati Devi Dasi. She's from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Her aspiration is to become purified of anger, greed, and lust. And her pet peeve is when she can't make a decision. And her favorite color is green. And her inspiration is seeing devotees increase their bhakti.
This is my new little friend, 11-year-old Sita. She's from New Vrindavan. And blue is turquoise blue. Okay. It's her favorite color. Her pet peeve is sometimes her friends. And she is aspiring for simple living. And she is inspired by Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
It's in the black part.
This is my new friend Somadas. Somadas is from Marblehead, Massachusetts. Sounds like it should be from Florida. Marblehead, Massachusetts. His favorite color is blue. His pet peeve is not having enough energy or a lack of enthusiasm. He's completely inspired by Srila Prabhupada, and he aspires to be pleasing to Srila Prabhupada.
This is my new friend, Devarshi. He's from Miami. His favorite color is blue. He gets inspiration from his wife, and he aspires to be the best person that he can be.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, this is my new good friend Vishnu Priya, and her favorite color is green. She's from Gita Nagari, Pennsylvania. Her brothers who are chanting every day in New York City are her inspiration, and she aspires to be a nurse and maybe work with a program called Doctors with Borders, Without Borders. And her pet peeve is when people interrupt conversations.
Hi, this is my new friend Nirmala. She's from Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Her favorite color is blue, and her pet peeve is rudeness. She's inspired by Krishna's devotees, thank you all, and she is. And she aspires to be a worthy disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
I'm personal, so I get to go first. This is my new friend, Dayanti, and she's from Alachua. And originally, she's from Alachua. She's just came back from Vrindavan, and she's studying mathematics,
And her aspiration was something to do with mathematics, but now she's reconsidering. So she's really not sure what her aspiration is. Her pet peeve is when people are mean to each other, or they just don't act, people don't act nicely to each other. Her favorite color is purple. And what inspires you? No devotees. Oh, right. New devotees coming to Krishna consciousness. That's what inspires.
This is my new friend, Mother Lakshmimoni Mataji. And her favorite color is not white. It's blue. Her pet peeve is when new devotees come to the temple and they don't receive philosophy correctly. For example, they come to a nice festival and they're given philosophy that's so intense it goes over their head. And she's originally from New York, where she took initiation from Srila Prabhupada in 1989, and she moved to Alatra in 1988. And her aspirations are to go back to Godhead and to teach Krishna consciousness to everyone she can. And she is inspired by new people coming to Krishna consciousness.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
This is my new friend, Sachi, from Trinidad. And she's very much aspiring to just be a very good servant of her spiritual master, Radhana Swami, especially by being a good pujari. And she loves the color purple. And she gets a little irked when there's a million kids screaming. And she is very much inspired by flowers. She loves to do creative things with flowers.
This is my new friend, Mother Akuti. She's from Miami, and her biggest aspiration is to get Krishna Balaram one day to allow her to be in their service in Golokdham. Things that, something that her pet peeve that bugs her, are things that get in the way of her service. And her favorite color is black. And what inspires Mother Koti is seeing others come into Krishna consciousness.
Thank you. Krishna Krishna Hari Hari. Hari Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, this is my new friend Mother Vaishnavi. She's from Argentina, and her aspiration is to share Krishna consciousness with others and serve Prabhupada in that way. Her pet peeve is her mind. She's inspired by sharing Krishna consciousness with others as well, and seeing when they come to the temple and see the deities for the first time and their eyes light up and she sees how Krishna is entering their lives. And her favorite color is turquoise.
Hi, this is my new friend, Chiana Darshini. Darshini, and she's a beautiful woman. She's from California. Her favorite color is purple. Her aspiration in her life is to serve Prabhupada by teaching children. The pet peeve, she was struggling to think it about that. I think she's so nice because nothing annoys her. Like, she was thinking a lot, but she said when she sees her room really messy, she doesn't like it. What inspires her the most is to see initiations, to see people when they get initiated.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is my new friend Sacha, and she's from
Croatia from is a city called Dalmatia, a region of Dalmatia, where the Dalmatian dogs are from.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's her aspiration to become a more highly evolved spiritual person. Her pet peeve is hypocrisy. She said she's allergic to hypocrisy. And her favorite color is beige. And her inspiration is Srila Prabhupada memories. That's something we have in common. And just hearing individual devotees and people's spiritual journeys. She's very shy, so this is
Dice Sukada Masaji, Sukada that I already am acquainted with, and this is Masaji Sukada that everybody knows. Yeah. We were acquainted before, maybe she doesn't remember. She actually gave me some good advice before, but we didn't know each other well. She is from Michigan, and her aspiration, she just said very shortly, clearly to become Srila Prabhupada's instrument. And her pet peeve is my own material desire. And she said that Srila Prabhupada said that you can have many favorite deities, so why not many favorite colors? So she has green and yellow and rose. And what inspires her is Srila Prabhupada's memories, the testimonies and videos that she watches. So that was exactly the same thing. She's very inspired by that.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
My new friend, Madhumati.
Speak right into the mic.
This is my new friend, Madhumati, and she is from New Delhi, India. She dislikes judgment by external observations. Her favorite color is the colors of the rainbow. And her goal and inspiration is to become a sincere devotee, which she already is, obviously. And her inspiration is enthusiastic devotees.
Hare Krishna, this is my new friend, Ruchira, and she is from California, and her aspiration is to live in a Krishna conscious community. Her favorite color is turquoise, and she is very much inspired by fired up devotees, and her pet peeve is people who are resisting to knowledge.
Wow.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. We have one more pair to go, I guess. All right.
Hare Krishna. This is my friend, Shori. She's from India originally. And what her aspiration is to do something to please her Guru Maharaj, Radhanath Swami. She wants to help him in some way or help what he's doing, which is spreading Krishna consciousness. And also I'll just go over to her inspiration, which is to, she's in Sakyam. Her inspiration is to like make friendship with devotees and stuff, so she's kind of like totally into this. Her pet peeve was eating, like overeating. He said overeating prasadam, but you can't actually overeat prasadam. That's, no. Prasadam can't hurt you. her favorite color is black. And
Hare Krishna. This is my new friend Sita Wall. She is really, 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 really serious chanter. Her favorite, she's born in Israel. She really likes to chant her japa first thing in the morning. Her pet peeve is not to chant her japa seriously. Her aspiration is to chant japa better. And her her inspiration is
that japa is my
Thank you. Okay, and we got three young members of our community. Let's see what comes of this.
Hey Krishna, this is my new friend,
Kalyani. She is originally from Chicago. Her favorite color is pink. Her her pet peeve is when people be rude to her. Her inspiration is Harinam. Her aspiration is to be a great devotee of Krishna. Like you said, this is my new friend Garanga, and he's from Mauritius, and his favorite color is orange, and his pet peeve when younger people than him boss him, and his inspiration is when devotees do Harinam, and his aspiration is what to be a great devotee.
No, you're just there to look at. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. So that's called Sakyam, what we just went through. Sakyam, befriending someone. And just to remind you all that we are all servants of Krishna, so when you are friendly towards someone, whether it's just a smile or greet them, it really means you're getting closer to Krishna, you know, because you're seeing the good in them. So these are good practices by devotees. We're going to move right along. So that was Sakyam. Please go to your friend right now and look, square your body with theirs, and we're going to make a little declaration. We're going to move right on to Dasyam. This is declaring a servitudeship. Okay, are you ready? So person A speaks to person B. He's like, my dear Prabhu, can you say a little louder? Otherwise, I can't believe you. My dear Prabhu, you are my master, and I am your servant. Is there anything I can do for you? Okay, and person B, do the same thing. Look into the eyes of that person, and in all humility, say, my dear Prabhu, you are my master, and I am your servant. Please allow me to do some service for you. As long as it's reasonable. Okay. We won't get too conditional here. Okay, so that's the idea. Just spending a little time looking at your person. Let me say something philosophically about this. That if someone really, if you are the friend of someone, we've established who your friend is. The basis of friendship is service, right? You'll do anything for that person. You will die for that person, for your friend, right? So really the foundation of all friendship is service to that person, okay? So for brevity's sake, we're going to move along. Now, we're going to give you some homework, okay? Pada Sevanam, we refer to as, you know, practicing or acting in humility in service. Service, sevanam means service. So if you could think of something that you could do for that person, it doesn't have to be right now, it could be this evening before you depart or after some time. Just do some nice little extra thing out of the way, little gesture for that person. Okay? So that then is pada sevanam. Okay? In the past, when I've done these workshops, we'll actually be in the room and we'll have everyone do some cleaning, like pot of, you know, clean the room, you know, with toothbrushes. We have fun. Okay, so now that archanam, I'm going to move quickly on this one. And I'll get back to my post here. Archanam is a very foreign concept to some people who come from different backgrounds, like Islamic backgrounds, maybe Jewish background and others. But if you're Catholic or you're Hindu, you would understand this, okay? And having a picture, having some kind of icon in your home. Even somebody who's Buddhist, it depends on which line of Buddhism you're in. And I'm saying this because I'll be speaking to people of of varying backgrounds. And oftentimes it's people who are very clung on to Buddhism. So we'll look at an image like this of Buddha. We'll tack it on the wall and we'll do a little archanam, which means to take a flame and offer it to the image of Buddha. We'll talk a little bit about what this means, symmetry, peacefulness, etc. And when you look at an image, especially in the morning, you are supposed to reflect, mirror what's there in many ways. That's the advantage of having an image in your life, you know, a sacred image. So as I said before, you could spend a whole, you know, a whole session just on any one of these devotional services. The image of Krishna, you know, the smiling Krishna, viewing him, having darshan, he stands in his threefold bending form. And even though he is a little bit, you know, standing a little bit crooked, you know, the weight of balance is there, it exists. So you can, we just generally reflect on this. So here's a very powerful image of mother and child, Mary and her child. So here you're very much in a Christian community, although it's maybe not as Catholic as you would want it to be, but some image of Jesus. I usually have them up there, and then we'll take a little, we'll show them what we do traditionally in the Vedic system. We'll offer a little candle, and because everyone can acquire a candle, which is just do a circle 7 times around and place that little candle before your sacred image. And that's called archanam. Everyone say archanam. Archanam. And we generally recommend that before people go to work or school in the day, they spend a little time on that. Okay, so that's archanam, dandasyam, sakyam, parasevanam. And now the one thing that is left is atmanivedanam. Okay, we have different ways of doing this. Since the curtains are open, usually we have people just lie on the floor and close their eyes and look up in the sky. But we won't do that right now. We will ask you then, because we are sitting before their lordships, to twist your bodies over and look before Radha Shyamasundar. Okay. Okay, I have no other thoughts. Just simply relax. Gopal, you can sit in a nice way. Okay. Great, that'd be really cool. Okay, look at their lordships. And what we're approaching now is the sweet surrendering. So we are, our mood is, and maybe you can just close our eyes, you know, and just kind of have a glimpse of their lordship. Close your eyes. So there's no other distractions, okay? And we'll open our eyes again to their lordships. So just listen to what I'm saying right now. So I have no other attention, no other focus, but on their lordships. And if I was at a newcomer, a friendly audience, I would say, here we have the male and female aspects of the divine. So put yourself into the surrendering mode. I have nothing that's going to protect me. I'm ready. It's been announced. I've been diagnosed with a terminal disease. I'm going to die in 5 minutes. I'm going to pass away. So in silence, just silence is golden. Take that moment and really absorb it. I'm Krishna and Radha, please take me now. I have no other worries. Nothing else can protect me. Nothing else can save me. So just for 1 minute, go through that and just sit nice and relaxed and be in the mood of let go, let God. So begin now.
Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay, you can break your meditation. We just walked you through the 9 devotional principles, and we hope you had a good time with it. The whole idea is to get more personal with Krishna, and the way to do that is get more personal with each other, and of course with Krishna himself. We offered him some prayers. We were also recalling some of the positive things that happened in our life. We were engaged in the prime activities of hearing and chanting, and we also asked you to make a declaration towards your friend that I'm here to do service for you. We also are making a commitment, at least I hope you are mentally, that you will come up with some creative idea in which a way in which to serve your new friend. Okay. And we also engage in a little practice of Atma Nivedanam, which means to surrender your very self. As mentioned before, each one of these items could take 2 hours in themselves. But it's a crash course. And as I said, I'm walking across the U.S. I'm in your town, Death Valley, and I'm going to be in the next town, which is like 100 miles on the other side of the desert, whatever. And then I'll be talking to a new group of people there. So we all had a good time. I hope you did. And I just didn't say very much. I just facilitated and steered the program a little bit. And usually I'll give a little more of a purport, a little more of an explanation. But I find that the group was a little bit too large. But it was fine. We moved along smoothly. And I'd say about 30 people is about the max. That's what kind of works well. We usually do it in a 2-hour frame. So now we'll get your feedback. Feedback means, did you like it? And if you did, what did you like the most? And if you have any suggestions how we can make this program a little better, just let us know right now. Microphone. Maybe it's not necessary. You can speak loud. Yes, Mataji. I think whatever you're saying is valuable, so you could really run there, Prabhu.
I was saying that I really like the vocabulary that was used, the translation, and for very newcomer friendly. So I thought I really liked that.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
Yes, we found that it's really important to relate to the people, to be relevant, and so certain words are chosen. They might sound new agey or a little bit watered down, but when you explain what they are and what they do for you, then it's quite all right. You get over it. So as I mentioned before, sometimes I can't say the word God. I might throw it in there. So I can't say the word demon. I can't say the word preach. I can't say the word sin. These are those taboo words to use in a new audience. It just comes across as too religious. You can be spiritual, you can't come across as religious. It's turn off for a lot of intelligent people. Good. Thank you. And
what I enjoyed the most was like bringing the walls that most people carry around, devotees yes. or not. So it's so sweet to see them putting the wall down and kind of breaking through the ice. That is really healing for everybody to kind of see in the eyes of the other person that they're as human as you are.
Yeah, what I find is that oftentimes we're very formal about our Krishna consciousness. We do things very routinely. And this 9 devotions, simple as it is, it's supposed to pull your heart out a little bit. Softens you up a little bit. That's important. Yeah.
The meeting or making new friends process was very effective. It endeared me to all the devotees. It's very sublime.
Yes, we heard from everybody.
I feel like I've made an ongoing friend.
Good, good. Some Prabhuji? Sure.
You've practically demonstrated how this process
that is so simple. So simple and practical. And not only we meet one friend, but everybody here. Everyone here becomes our friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So nice.
Okay. Any other remarks?
I want to be a killjoy, but I have a question that's maybe challenging. That we've made some friends here. You know, we've become more of a united group here. But now you're moving on to the next town. Is there some follow-up? Is there some? What do we do with that? Is there some books that we get? Is there some?
Yes, usually we have a table, a display of books which are for sale. And also, I found that the last walk I did across Canada, we were selling lots of chupa beads. Chupa beads were going like crazy. Yeah, but we took BBT publications mostly, but we also mixed it with some other devotee material, like kind of like Peter Burwash stuff, or you know, that kind of material. We mixed it up. We found the books were going a lot faster, as long as they were devotee publications. So that is a kind of a follow-up. I usually try to go to these communities after, but Canada's a big place, and you know, I'm multitasking as it is. So it's true, we need, you know, a nice follow-up crew, and usually the presenter or facilitator. They like to see that person again. So first of all, before meeting people, usually we do the Tales from Trails, tell them about our walking experiences. Then we do Kirtan, second part of the program. And this is oftentimes the second installment, what we did just now. Third installment, maybe it just be Kirtan. Fourth installment, could you put a play together? I'm just dreaming right now, but it's good to dream. Okay. Anything else? What were your favorite? Oh, it's you.
Thank you, Maharaj. That was excellent. We appreciate that. And obvious point that I liked was that you included both sides of the room. Obviously, you can't really go out in the world and present this and ignore half of the people. So.
Right. Yes, the whole idea is through this exercise is to have inclusiveness. That's really important. Anything else? One or two last comments? Pramod, see? I met Pramod at the airport yesterday. He's coming in from Chicago, right? And newly arrived. And welcome.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this was a wonderful workshop. I felt like this helps us to go beyond the rules and regulations to the way of bhakti, to nurture the relationship with Krishna and devotees, and get to know the devotees within the Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And I just want to comment again that our audiences oftentimes are just new people, but they have some interest to see a monk and hear from him. And therefore, they're very ready and ripe and mature for going through a little process like this. It takes them a long way, as I mentioned earlier on, too. Some people just go through the two-hour exercise and they say, thank you for having me believe in God again. Okay. Is that them? Thank you. Can we hear from Shay Shipperwell? Would you like to share a little bit? Sorry to put you on the spot. You're my dear GBC godmother. So.
It's a wonderful one. I think that, I can praise you. If you ask me to speak, I can praise you a little bit. I think that you bring a very unique manner to be Krishna conscious in all of your presentation, and I really appreciate that because it's I think it's expanding the mind and the heart and the spirit, how we can be Krishna conscious. So thank you for that expansive view of and practice of Krishna consciousness.
Thank you. You are great. Hare Krishna. Okay, then, that's it then. That's all, folks. And the bugs are on the floor, I noticed.
A little more kirtan. If some people want to continue with kirtan tonight, that's fine. I certainly have to go. And we'll see you tomorrow. And tomorrow we're doing a workshop with some of the children in the community. And it will run, the running time will be an hour and a half at the most. Okay? So we'll finish at 8:30. Thank you for your patience. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Radha Shama Sundar ki, Sisi Gauri Nitai ki jai, and Vancha Gopata Rupyascha, Kripa Sandhavi Evacha, Patitanam Bhavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha, Namo Namaha, Namo Namaha, 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 Aha. Thank you.